I've just been listening to the Boo Magnus make a very powerful point about how many sounds can be turned into an audio boo. How it's possible to record a 20-second piece of audio in an audio boo many, many times during the day. And she went as far as to say that you could make 100 audio boos in a day. And this made me think, and that this is what it made me think. Thought to myself, for some people, it's very, very difficult for them to bring themselves to record something and share it. That's a very big act. And the Boo Magnet's point is really encouraging people to think widely about how many different things can be recorded. How you don't have to spend ages thinking about what would be the perfect thing to record. You can easily capture naturally occurring sounds, for example. And with that in mind, there's almost no limit to the amount of a day that can be turned into audio boo. You could, I suppose, sit in a spot and simply record, and if you had more than one recorder, you could probably record the entire and put up the entire live stream of your day. It wouldn't be quite live stream, of course, but then I thought to myself, well, what is it that makes, what is it that's going on? Because the production of content is one thing, and engaging with others around a piece of content is an entirely different issue. So how do we produce a piece of audio that other people will engage with? How do we grapple with that issue? It's certainly the case that the number of comments you get following an audio boo is not an accurate indication of the number of people who listen to it or the way in which a piece of audio affects people. Many people never comment but are affected by a piece of audio. The vast majority of impressions go uncommunicated. So I have no idea, and I never will have any idea, what will happen in other people's minds as they listen to this particular piece of audio. I will be able to tell the number of people who have listened to it or downloaded it. I will be able to tell those statistics. I won't be able to tell how much of it they have listened to. Somebody can listen to an audio boo for 2 seconds and it'll appear in my statistics as having been listened to, the number of people who listened to it to the very end. And then listening to it is one thing and attending to it is another thing. So somebody can turn on an audio boo and have it running in the background and pay no attention to it whatsoever. Or somebody else may sit quietly or, you know, rush madly, but attend to it at the same time. Drive their car and listen to it. Can listen to it any way they like. So the question of attention, how to create a piece of audio in such a way that other people will attend to it. And then alongside the question of attention is the question of communication back. So what kind of audios create a sense of community, contribute to a sense of community? And I'm talking now about interaction as opposed to admiring from a distance, but getting into touch, getting into contact with others. What kind of audio boos promote that, or how could I be better at doing that? How could I be better at creating a community, or not creating a community? community, but having a communication. And, I mean, that's only one goal. I mean, it's perfectly legitimate. People do it all the time. Broadcast a piece of content, and their primary interest is in the broadcasting of it, rather than in hearing back from the people who've listened to it. Oh, listen to my dog's excitement with the arrival of the postman. The postman will now come to the door and the dog will get madly excited and will attack. By the way, the postman is completely outside the door and the postman is in no danger. And the postman has gone. And the dog has been excited. Okay, I just, that's probably more than enough inspired by the Boo Magnet. And thank you all very much for listening. I'd love to know what you think about this topic, by the way. It's Paul O'Mahony, about to get on with Monday morning. Bye-bye.